they, pecan sounded hot. I don't know why they started, but they did, and I can't tolerate it. So I still stick to pecan.
Well, when I grew up in Kentucky, I talked about pecan, but we didn't have any. I just saw it in the book. And then after I came down here, I started saying pecan, and I changed that. Okay.
I won't fall out with anybody, though.
Sure. Some other kinds of nuts. One that has a real hard...
hickory nut.
Okay, one that's a little larger, and it has two, has a soft green shell.
Black walnut.
Okay. And what about one that has a long, kind of thin, soft, porous shell? It's kind of a white shell. It's easy to break it with your fingers. You use it in cooking a lot.
Almond.
Okay. If there were some oranges on the table and they're not anymore, you might say, the
acid.
No, I just want you to say that, you know, they're no longer any there. How would you say
they're
that?
All gone.
They're
all gone. The bowl is empty. The oranges are all gone.
Okay. A little green vegetable that grows in the garden, it's the root. Kind of peppery. Red.
Onion?
No, a red one. Round.
Radish.
Okay, how's that?
Radish.
Okay, and the plural of it?
Radishes.
And along with meat, they're also going to have a baked
potato.
Okay. What do you use a word to qualify that sometimes?
Yams. I don't use it, but they do use it.
Okay, but now that's a yellow one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And
what about other kinds of white ones?
And white potatoes are Irish potatoes.
Okay. Is there any difference in meat?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Is yam and sweet potato the same?
Same thing.
What about another vegetable that's used that's very sharp? We talked about onion already, but I forgot. What are some of the other vegetables that you would put in soup? You're making homemade vegetable soup. What else would you put?
Beans and peas, all I could get. Mm-hmm. And celery.
That one in a pot?
You shell, yeah.
No, I'm talking about that a vegetable that grows up on a
okra.
Do you use that?
Oh, yeah. All Southerners like okra.
Right.
Except my son-in-law.
Well, I learned to like that. I thought it was strange.
Slick and slimy.
I like it fried.
I like it just real young and tender, boiled in a little butter and salt and pepper. And it slips right on down.
If you eat if you leave an apple or a plum around you, it dries up. You might say, look, it's all
dried up
or
rotten.
When it gets wrinkled.
Wrinkled and shriveled.
Okay. Another kind of vegetable, big leafy
cabbage.
And lettuce. You buy lettuce by
head.
Okay. And have you ever heard the people talking about children, by how many head of children they have?
No, who is that?
Okay. What about a long time ago, this is a word my grandfather used, to say somebody had a lot of children, he'd say they had to say a lot of children?
Well, I think I heard a slew of children.
Okay.
Is that the word you call them?
Well, the one I'm wondering about is passel.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Would you ever say it?
No. I might. I think maybe I have said a passel.
Yeah. Would you?
I'm trying to upgrade my grammar and my English.
Okay.
That's my old age project.